I'm afraid to announce the page, to say the page, because every sefer has a different page. Shmuel told me that they're like some of them have different chapters and different. I don't know. I'm sorry about that. Maybe it would be easier to just take a picture and send everybody the picture then. But I'm on page Kuf Mem Ches in this edition. I guess Kuf Mem Ches Kamach. The best thing would be to have a little sticky to keep where we left off last time. That would be the easiest thing. But there's no guarantee about that either, because and sometimes there are paragraphs that are missing with chapters and stuff.
One searching for it.
Yeah, well, once or twice. It's not so much fun, but all right, let's learn. When we finished last week, we were introduced to what sounds like a wonderful, wonderful chassid by the name of Rabbi Eizer. And this Rabbi Eizer, not only was he a Talmud Chacham, but Rabbi Nosson took tremendous pride that he had such a chassid or one of the chaverim that not only did he know 1,000 blot Gemara, but he was able to say Rabbeinu Shalom 1,000 times. Remember that? He was able to say Rabbeinu Shalom 1,000 times. This perek, which we're hopefully going to finish, this perek, I don't know if today, I think maybe, this perek is focused on what happens when a person's not able to find words, not able to find diburim. And you come to this bardus, and you're all set, but you really have nothing to say. You can't say. That's what we're talking about. So on the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches, the Medrash Rabba, Kosova la Posega ben Yakel Yefraim Yelad Shashu. And one of the praises of the Jewish people that we're most familiar with and is very dear to us is what the Navi Yirmiya says from Hashem. Haben Yakir li Ephraim. Now Ephraim was, as you know, that part of the Jewish people in that Malchus of Ephraim of Yisrael were not known for their good behavior. They were not known for their good behavior. Idolatry was, Avodah Zarah was rampant there. The kings, for the most part, that represented Ephraim were far, far, far from being tzaddikim. I'm only saying what's told to us in Navi. I'm not making any evaluations of anybody. But it's told to us in Navi. And with all of that, the Navi says, Hashem, Haben Yakeli Ephraim, which we say in Rosh Hashanah, Haben Yakeli Ephraim, the Pasuk in Yelet Shashum, my precious child, Ben Yaakov, who's dear to me, Ephraim, im yelad shashum, a child that I delight in, yelad shashum, that's delightful. And that's and that's talking about people who were not known for giving nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal in the Medrash say, and there's an interesting conversation in the Medrash. Kiben Shtayim ben Shalosh Shanim. When it says Yelad Shashuim, like a child that you play with. So how old is that child? So it says, one opinion says Shtayim ben Shalosh, a child that's 2 years old, 3 years old. Rabbi Acha b'shem Reb Levi, Rav Sisi Oimer, Ben Arba ben Chameshon. It's an interesting disagreement. So one opinion says, well, Yelad Shashum is like a 2 or 3 year old. And the other opinion says, no, it's more like a 4 or 5 year old. It's not saying it's more like a 15 year old. You could see if there would be machloikis between a 2 year old or is like a 15 year old. But it's a strange machloikis. Obviously, there's something very deep. We're not going to go into it with these numbers. 2 or 3, 4 or 5. But we understand that there is a significant change that takes place generally at that time between a kid that really can't communicate much. I mean, there were those who start earlier, those who start later. It's a generalization. But when it comes to communication, we could understand that a 2 or 3 year old is really just at the beginning of trying to express himself or herself. A 4 or 5 year old, they already can give the parents a good mishaberach. You understand? It's already a 4 or 5 year old is already, they're able to communicate, they're able to talk. So the machlokas seems to be revolving around at what point does the father or the mother say this isn't cute anymore? You know, it's not cute, or it's still a yelled shashu. And what is this interesting conversation in the Medrash? So obviously the tzaddikim are more interested in the view that says that the kid is very little, a really little kid, because that kid can't communicate, or is very, very limited. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, do I have nachas from this kid? That means we're talking about the nachas that the Baruch Hu has from somebody who is not able to really communicate, who's not able to make his thoughts and feelings known. That's really what they're talking about. Whereas according to Rabbi Acha, no, the nachas really begins to kick in when we have somebody that could really express himself or express herself. Parents, the nachas of a parent is when it's not anymore just noises and a little bit here and there, jarbled sentences and words, but when it's something chashuv, then the parents start to have nachas, when they could sit and talk to the kid. So that seems to be the disagreement over here. According to the first opinion that says 2 or 3 years old, it means that Hashem is saying, Aben Yakeli, Ephraim, Yeled Shashuim, I delight being with this child. I delight in my interaction with this kid. It's a 2 or 3 year old. What's the interaction? It's not communication. There's a friend of mine that they have kind of a big family. He always prides himself that he says to his wife and have a baby, like, bring the kid back when he's 6 or 7. You know, like, I'm not good when they're little like that. And I could talk, you know. We can go to the ball game together. We could talk about the parasha lahavdil together. That's something. But I'm not good with the little ones. So the Baruch Shalom is saying, this is how the tzaddikim understood, that according to this view, that it's little one, 2, 3 year old, that the Baruch Shalom is saying that I enjoy. Time that I spend with them, even though they're not behaving, even though very often at that time in life they're still not taking care of being clean, they don't clean themselves, they're a mess, they smell, they're dirty, and they really can't communicate. With all of that, the Baruch Shalom says, "Aben Yakel Yifrayim, Mimilat Shashuim." Eizad Diba Medar Betinik Mitchnasayim Rishalos Shalom Hey Any Day Levate. Bishleima says dibur. Child of that age can't express himself. Well, if I'm a kozel from Yehudi medabel of Hashem ketinog mentionasayim shalosh. What they understood, the tzaddikim understood from this chazal and from the pasuk, is that Hashem Baruch is saying, is that even if you're a person that it's as hard for you to express yourself as a child, even though you could, because you have, you're an adult, you could, but it's hard for you to express yourself. That Jew is still called a yelad shashur, a child that I delighted, a child that I delighted. Now, even if you say, like Rabbi Acha, that we're talking about not a 2 year old, we're talking about a 4 or 5 year old. So there's already more mature, and the kid already something could get some point across. Even though this kid is already old enough to talk, but it's very, very silly. It's nonsense. It's immature. So he's not, maybe he's not babbling anymore. But even though he's 4 or 5 years old, it's still childish. And he's still yelled at Shashu. Hayagam shedel dibu hu dibu shotimik ben abu chameshon mafapichein hu yokem ha'oid va'ohuv l'fnei Hashem. Nevertheless, this child is very, very dear to the parents and each and every Jew, even the ones who have difficulty expressing themselves, are dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadugma l'kach hi. Do you have this in your sefer? Yeah, you have? Hadugma l'kach hi, ha'ov ha'mishtasheim ha'tino. If a father is playing with the baby, yelled at Hashashum Shalosh Madabra Kafisha Madabra. The child is time, you know, saying all kinds of stuff. Avanisiya Sainaim Shalovir. But the point is as follows. Even though this little kid is saying all kinds of narishkeit, making stam sounds, but the eyes are turned to the father. And the father can see in the child's eyes that need and that love. That the child has. The child is able to express himself with his eyes. He's not able to communicate like an adult, but he certainly can look at his father with those eyes of love and being connected to and dependent. The CSA Naim Shol Love it. So the fact that the child has this connection to the father, even though he's not really able to express it, nevertheless, that's very, very dear to the father, and the father enjoys every minute. And Yelad Shashuim, Yikarim Heim Be'enav. All of the funny sounds and garbled words of the kid are very dear to the parents. Other people that are standing around might find it just damn annoying. But the parents are shepping nachas and saying, "Everybody, isn't this cute? You know, you've been with people like that? You know, my kid is the cutest kid. Is my kid cute? You know, especially on the airplane when you have things like that." And everybody else doesn't really think so. And they're not particularly impressed, or they would like to get a little bit of sleep. And your kid is making all kinds of adorable sounds. And on top of the adorable sounds, of course, you want to show some pictures to the island. Nobody else really understands that. Nobody else cares. And other people would most likely be annoyed by those sounds. Certainly not to understand what the kid is trying to get across. And that's the famous Maaseh of the Beditshua. There was a guy that was davening very quickly. And the Beditshua was there. The Beditshua said about this Jew, "It was the only time in my life that anybody was able to outwit me," because the Beditch was a genius. People don't know that he was such a genius. He was a huge Talmud Chacham, going to Ireland, and he was a genius. And he said, there was one time that somebody had the last word on me. He said that there was a guy that I was together someplace, and this guy davened very fast. And then I went over to him after davening. The Beditch said, I went over to him. I went to him. And he said, "What?" And the Beditch said to him, "The guy said, what's the matter with you?" He didn't know this, but he said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "That's how you davened. How do you daven like that? What kind of davening is it? The way you daven?" The Bidichu said that. So this guy said, "Look, I don't know if you have children, I have little kids. And my little kid makes sounds. I get it. I understand. Maybe other people don't get it, but I get it." The Bidichu said, he used to say this always, he said, "This year, he gave it to me good. He had a good answer. To everybody else, it's nothing, but to the parents, it's the child's attempt to make a connection to the parents. Whatever it is, the parents are excited about that. They're happy. So we know hanachas who shayv malei chasma. It gives a lot of nachas. Takadosh Baruch Hu. But remember, it's when the eyes are turned to the father. So when a person comes to his bodhidus, the fact that you came there means that your eyes are turned to Hashem. Otherwise, what are you doing there? You came for his bodhidus. You want to be misbodhid. You're stuck. So either you say something ridiculous, or you say nothing at all. But you're there. And on such a Jew, the Navi says, Haben Yaakov Yefraim, the Baruch Shalom says, Haben Yaakov Yefraim, Yelet Shashu. And remember, Ephraim, we're not behaving well. But you came to talk to me. You came to talk to me. And what the Navi is saying is not just to Ephraim, it's to every Jew. To every one of us, the Navi is saying that. Talacha, kikshaata balef lefana. Hashem is saying, you should know. And this is written in a letter, one of Rabbi Nelson's letters. Talacha, kikshaata balef lefana. That Hashem is saying to each and every one of us, you should know that when you come to me, and you turn your eyes to me, and your heart to me, and you try to open your mouth to speak with me, even though your words are not, clear, or the words are not, you didn't think them through enough, and they're not sophisticated. Or you don't articulate, you're not articulating yourself well, expressing yourself well, or you're bechlal, just having a hard time getting anything out. And you're not able to get out any kind of chashuva words that are filled with all kinds of, you know, machshavas, thoughts, and so on. Even if you feel that they're just broken ideas, broken feelings that just come out from your mouth. Hashem is saying, you should know that Haben Yaakov Yefraim, that this is Mamish. Hashem says, Yokum Ha'oid Be'enai. Yokum Ha'oid. Ata Nase Bergoyim Elu, Yelet HaShashum Shali, that when you do that, you should know that when you're doing that, you're my Yelet Shashum. I delight in you. Again, it's only a muscle of the pleasure that parents have with a little child, that pleasure. There's an oinig, there's a, now other people don't understand it. I remember many years ago, I was teaching in a yeshiva in Queens. This is at the very beginning, I was teaching at that time in Shara Torah in Kew Gardens. And we used to have Bochum come to people for Shabbos. And I think that we just had at that time, maybe Meir and Siri was still a baby, I think, when we moved from Queens. Yeah. So these boys were over the Bochum, and I was their Rebbe. And I was playing with Siri or me. They were in the stroller, in the thing, whatever. And I was making silly things like what? I wasn't thinking about the Bochum at that moment. I was just having a good time with the baby. And for a second, I looked up for a second, like to see, you know, what was going on. And I saw the guys like looking at each other, like, what's up with Rebbe? Something's not normal. And they were totally right. Something's not normal. You're meshuggah with your kid and you lose track of what's going on. It's called Yelet Shashu'im. Kimi de'dabi b'ezach eskirenu od. But the Baruch Shalom, just when he talks about it or thinks about it, so outsiders don't understand that. Probably if those boys would have, it happens that they didn't have any little ones, but if they would have little ones, they would also have not like a parent, but they would also have at least something, a chush or a hergish for that. But if you're an outsider, it's just you don't get that. So the rest of the world are outsiders. Unfortunately, even within our Jewish world and even within our firm world, there are people who are outsiders to that. And the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov, with the kid that was whistling, right, in shul, and they wanted to, probably the most famous, there's some kid in shul that was whistling. It turned out that he was some shepherd. He never went to cheder, didn't know anything, but he didn't know how to daven from the siddur. But he knew how to whistle, so he was just whistling for Kadosh Baruch. And all the lamdonim there, you know, the rabbis, they start yelling to get out of the shul. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that this is the biggest nachas the Baal Shem Tov ever had in this place, was from this kid, that with a whistle. It's the biggest nachas he ever had, was this kid whistling. He didn't know how to say a word. And so Ben Yaakov Yefraim, Yelet Shashu'im, he was giving himself, this is all he had to give. This is what I can give you right now. He doesn't know how to daven. So he was, that's what he was giving to, that's what he was giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yelav Shashua. Lefamim b'toikif at tzaros ha'ayivim al ha'adam. Sometimes, and God forbid, a person is going through terrible tzaros. Hamatzavu shafilu daber niyachol. He's just so broken, he can't talk. She can't talk. She can't get a word out. Davizov gambi, you read this in the Filas Baruchnias. Not only when you're going through tzaros, but when you're going through chas or some, sometimes you're going through some terrible yirida in your Yiddishkeit, that you're really messing up badly in your Yiddishkeit. The Fadim Adam Margi Shul Kalkach Meruchak, you feel so far away that you're embarrassed. You can't open your mouth. Ha'etze he sheyifreis kapo v'lasha. The etze is to hold your hands up to the varnish. Hold your hands up. You see, that was a way that we used to daven in the time of Tanakh. That's how Jews daven. It's a whole discussion why we don't do that anymore. For the most part, it's not done. But in Breslov, you'll see guys holding up their hands, and other places too, holding up their hands and svadim hold hands. It's a Jewish way of davening originally. Unfortunately, it became very much part of the not Jewish world. But it's originally a Jewish way of davening. And if you can't say a word, you whistle, or you lift up your hands. Yitla ain't of them arm, but turn your eyes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You look for Hashem. Doesn't mean you have to look up. Hashem's everywhere, but you. It means you're like the child that wants to make that connection. So you go to his bodhis. You go, you try. You're looking. And you ask Hashem to rachmanis and to help you talk, to help you open your mouth. You should be able to say some words. Like Rabbi Nosson writes, the Vorez Divrei Chazal, al posigwe kashiyor Moshe yodo v'gova Yisrael v'chulim. He says in Bishalach when we were fighting against Amalek, that you remember Moshe Rabbeinu was over there with Aaron and with Hur, and they're lifting his arms up. And it says there in Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah that Chiyodav Shemoshe Oisus Muhammad Shaivus Muhammad. When Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were uplifted, then the Jews were winning the fight down below, right, with Amalek. And when Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands down, so then v'gova Amalek, then it was going the other way. So Chazal is there. The Mishnah is V'chiyodav Shemoshe Oisus Muhammad Shaivus Muhammad. What do you mean? It's magic. Moshe has magic hands. What's that? Lifting his hands up. So Ella Loimelach Kolzman Shahoy Yisrael Mistakel Klapei Maila. It means they would look at Moshe Rabbeinu's uplifted arms, and they would be Mistakel Klapei Maila. They would remember Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Which is like when you look at the sky, this man Hashem lives there. But it means that it brings that awareness of something higher than this world. They would look up at Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. They would think of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's higher than this world. And their hearts returned to their father, Tasha. Then they would be winning the war against Amalek. Then they were doing well. Vim Lav, but if when Moshe and his arms were down, or if they were not, they weren't looking up and they weren't thinking about Hashem, they weren't depending on Hashem, then they were losing to Amalek. Because, so the big question, there are a number of questions on that. But the most obvious question is in Bemis, Lo Yod Shomaisha Venu Palos and Yitzhakim Muhammad. The Mishnah is saying, the Chiyod of Shomaisha Isis Muhammad Shavis Muhammad. Moshe Venu has magic hands. Moshe Venu is the one that's winning the war with his hands. So the question is, if it's not Moshe Venu's hands that are winning the war or losing the war, L'shem Ma Heir Moshe Venu, why did he bother lifting up his hands? And it seems to be a big Indian to lift. It's a whole big thing there with him holding his hands up by the rock. So why bother with the whole thing? Let Moshe Venu just sit there. What's the meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu? Kashiyar Moshe Yodai. What's the business about him lifting up his hands altogether? L'shema Heir Moshe. Why was he lifting up his hands? Elisha Moshe Rabbeinu Limei. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching. Shagam B'toikev Melchemes Amalek. That even in the middle of the most harsh battle with Amalek, whether that's physical or spiritual, you're in the middle of a very, very big milchama, a big war. You're going through chas v'shalom, some terrible yirida, something where Amalek has gotten into your life. to such a degree that you can't even talk to Hashem. You can't say a word. You can't daven. You can't open a seder. You can't talk. You can't talk about Hashem. El Hashem is about. You can't, certainly can't talk to Hashem. Al kalponim, at least yisa yada ve'enav el Hashem. At least lift up your hands and your eyes. That's what happened there. They lifted up their hands. Moshe Ben lifted up his hands. And they lifted up their eyes. So he brings Rav Nosson's words over there and look what the halach is. Rav Nosson. Amalek hu zumas hanochash. Rav Nosson writes, Amalek, of course, is the filth of the snake. Bechinas mekaymes ha-metunofim. Amalek is the embodiment of all that's filthy in this world, of all disgusting places. To Rav Nosson's time, that meant places. There are websites. You can just go on the different sites. Amalek represents the snake, and that means all the disgusting places and sites. In those disgusting places, you can't see Hashem's covet at all. You can't see Hashem's presence at all. It's disgusting, disgusting, terrible places. So what do you do? You have to scream out to Hashem. Very strong. Lidrish Lavakesh Aye. It's one of Rabbi Nachman's big teachings, Aye. And to call out Aye, Aye, where are you, Rabbi Shlomo? Where are you? Where is your covet in this disgusting place that I'm in this disgusting time of my life? Aye, Aye, where are you? Where is the place of your covet? Where are you? Where is your greatness? Where is your covet? And then you'll see that you're able to overcome Amalek and have not only to overcome Amalek, but to have a gevaldig aliyah, to have a tremendous aliyah. Like it says, then Moshe would lift up his hands. Then we were beating Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the bracha. Like Chazal say, "Bisman Shei Moshe Magbia Yadav," when Moshe lifted up his hands, he saw Mistaklin Klapei Mailer, and they were searching Aye. That's what means Mistaklin Klapei Mailer. It's not where Hashem lives. Mistaklin Klapei Mailer. We're looking for something higher than the matzav they were in. Something higher. I'm in a bad place. Aye. Where are you, Bashem? Where are you? Looking for HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it means, like the child that turns his eyes to his father. Looking for. You're in a bad place, you're looking for. Even the most mischievous kid, if he gets himself into a bad situation or there's some strangers that are bothering him, he's looking for his mother and his father. Yeah, he's asking, Aye, where are you? Where are you? I was in a chasna Baruch Hashem the other day, and someone's holding this adorable baby. And then he got called up to go to the chuppah or something. And he just passed the kid. And then the person next to him passed the baby down to somebody, I guess some relative, down the aisle. And the kid started to howl like crazy, crazy howl. And the poor guy is like trying to shake him up. And, you know, you don't remember me? I'm like, I'm Uncle Sol, you know. And the kid's just like, get me out of this. Amalek, get me out of this guy's hands. Who are you? What are you doing? I'm your uncle. Get out of here. Until the mother came running around, and they passed to the mother, and then the kid goes to the mother. I'm home. That's what it means. When the child is looking for the parent. Even Ephraim, even a Ben Yaakov Ephraim, even if it's not so well behaved. But when there's a tzara, when there's an Amalek in life, the child's asking, Aye. The child is asking, Aye, Aye, Mekam Kavod. Where's the covenant of Hashem in my life? So Nosson writes, That's what it means. Mistaklan klape maila. When they would be mistakal klape maila, how you know when you're looking, when your eyes are searching for where is Hashem in my life? Where is Hashem? That's when you begin to experience victory. Then how you know, then they would be victorious. So Rav Nosson asked the question. So what's this business with Moshe when lifting up his arms? Moshe should have screamed from the top of that hill. He should have yelled down, Yidden, Chevra, Tistaklu klape Shemayim, remember Hashem. Look for Hashem. He should have just yelled at them. Don't forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should have said, turn to Hashem and he'll save you. Evanescence says that when the snake is when the snake is killing you, when the snake is mamish winning, the snake is choking you, strangling you. You're in a really bad place, really, really bad, and the snake is wrapped around you, it's choking you. Which is the Indian of Milchama Samarle. Shasham I Evsha Limsai Kvaidisbok Bashum Aifa. And in that matzav of the snake wrapped around you, You can't find Hashem's covet at that moment in your life. Where is it? What? At that moment, you're choking. You can't speak. You can't talk. All you could do is, like the same way when you're in a place where you can't talk, so you could only motion with your finger, right? Or you could say to somebody, you're not allowed to talk. You're whatever, in the library or something. I don't know. I would say shul, but. Okay, in Eish Kodesh, so you can't talk in that place. So you make it with you have nothing to say. That's the thing of Moshe Benu's hands to say such a thing. Moshe Benu l'sholem shehirim yodav l'ramizlem shistaklu l'mayla. That when you're in a time of your life where you're being choked by the snake and you can't even daven, you can't bring yourself to say a word to look in the sit of daven. You can't speak, you can't say Hashem's name in this place at this time. At least lift up your hands, like somebody who's gesturing, somebody who's trying to get someone's attention, snapping their fingers, pointing. You're saying that it's your own way at that moment of trying to get Hashem's attention. Now, I'm here. I came. I'm looking for you. I can't talk. But I can gesture. I can make a simon. I could wave. I could wave to you. I could motion for you to come closer. That's the Indian motion of his hands being lifted up. Moshe is telling them. He didn't give them a speech. He didn't say a drasha. He motioned with his hands to say. That's also called a big, big, big thing with davening. It means even if you can make a gesture of turning your eyes, of turning your heart, a gesture of wanting to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's already a bechina of Yelad Shashu. Yelad Shashu and to be Menatzeach HaMalek, to get you out of that snake hold that you're in, to get you free. V'staklu l'mayla v'tidrushu v'tavakshu v'tachapsu ayyei eifo yisbar. At least you're reaching. It's not with your words. With your eyes, with your hands, something that you're pulling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you, or you're pulling yourself to get back to Him, to get out of this mess you're in. V'ozu Yisrael, Hayu Yisrael Noitzchem. Then we win. Doesn't have to be fancy words. Doesn't have to be that you're so expressive. Kaideze Oidlan Betachlis Ali Labchinis Aye Kanal. That brings you to the highest madrig of Aye, and you go higher and higher. Aye, Aye, Aye. Where is Hashem? You see my parak obvious, the Shona Azov Shal Rab Nosson B'Hamshach Devar. Let me bring you, he says a little bit more from Rab Nosson. Ki bei shadam rochek mikushal si yisbar. Is when a person is far away from Hashem. Oh, then it's, oh, yeah. I have the oldest, because I have the oldest edition. Keep Hashem Rochem Gedushal Siyazbarach V'Nov V'Nod V'Metul Tos. Listen carefully. But this is all in that Torah there in Gviyas Chayv Miyasoymen. Look at Elochis. Gimel, Tes. Gviyas Chayv Miyasoymen. Look at Elochis. Gviyas Chayv Miyasoymen in Chayshem Mishpat. Gviyas Chayv Miyasoymen. Gimel, Tes. There's a lot more there. It's all Gvaldi. But at least you can look at, you could have it at home. When a guy is far, far from Hashem's Kedusha, and he's Novenad, he's draying, he's lost, he's going all over the place. And he feels that he's being pushed lower and lower, and that nobody wants his Avay, nobody wants him. If he's strong and courageous, Levakesh v'lidroish v'lachapesh v'lachter. Listen to all the words he uses. Levakesh, to seek, v'lidroish, to want and to seek, to demil, chapesh, and to search, v'lachter, and to dig, v'chol eis. Never stop digging and looking and wanting and asking. L'sgageya, and longing. V'lichsayf, u'levakesh, to yearn for, and to ask for, sh'ahavas navshay, limsayis yisbar. For the love of his soul, Hashem. Even though he doesn't feel that right now. But to ask and to yearn and to want and to beg for help. Azai afa pisha dain oivim yomim vishonim ha'abei. V'nizaych limbs l'motza yizbaruch l'kai ve'lov. Even though many years have passed. And it could be that even more time is going to pass. And you haven't found him. And you haven't been able to get close to him. Afa pichen yeda v'yamin. Nevertheless, you should know and you should believe. Ki b'chol eis v'eis. Ayidei kol bakasha v'bakasha. That any time in your life, whenever you turn your eyes to him, whenever you lift up your hands to him. Ayidei kol drisha drisha shadarisha mevakesh mechapesh. With every drisha, any time you search, you seek, and you ask, and you look for limtzay kvaidiyas baruch kedushas yisbaruch to be able to find that kedushas Hashem. By they call habota v'gaguish amabin, any look, any gesture of gaguim, of longing, shamabin v'toyla ein l'rachmi yisbaruch, that you turn to him for help. Toyla ein l'rachmi yisbaruch. By they call tnuha utnuha shapain la kedusha. Any tiny little gesture of a person turning to Kedusha, looking for Kedusha. Ayde calls as Zoicha b'chalpam l'shaber or l'shbar chaymeis barzel. You should know that even though you don't feel it yet, eventually you will. You should know that when you do this, you are breaking down the iron wall. All the walls of iron. You're breaking them. The odalsis, nechayshis, and the copper steel doors are being smashed down. Are being smashed until finally, you know, it's like for the, what's it called? The battering. What's it called?
Battering
ram. Yeah, when they used to go, they fought against the city, right? In the old days, they would go with that big thing and give a knock, and nacha knock, and nacha knock, until finally the whole thing falls apart. That's how they used to get in. So that's what it is. Every single gesture, every gagua, every time you lift up your hands, you turn your eyes, and you're asking, aye, and you want. It's like that battering and boom, knack, knock, knack, knack. And you're breaking through these walls, and then there are other walls, and you're breaking these walls. And the copper gates, these doors, even though you say, what did I break down? Amalekis is still shooting arrows at me, I'm still getting shot. Like when they would go with the battering ram, like in the old movies, you know, and they're still the knocking, but in the meantime, the enemy's shooting arrows down, and you can't, and you say, so I didn't get through, I'm not, and they're still killing me, the arrows are hurting me. Afal pichein, ein yigui lirik. You should know that all of that knocking is not lirik, it's not for nothing, it's not wasted. It's not wasted. Mamish every single time. You know, you feel it was something. I still went back and got messed up. I did that aveira again. And the whole thing the Yetzer Hara wants you to feel is that after you did the aveira, you shouldn't daven. You should put down the battering ram. It's a foul. I'm never going to get through this school. They're always going to be killing me with their arrows. Always. I'm always going to get shot at. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants a person to feel. You're never going to be able to get past this. So it's never. There's no tachlis to all of this. With these words I'm saying for so many years, what's the tachlis? It's not true. And even if sometimes, God forbid, a person doesn't see it in his life or during his lifetime or her lifetime, in the next world, you're able to see what it is that you were able to break down. You're able to see what you got past. You're able to see. And in the next world, the person is taken to places that he never thought he had a shaykhus to. And they show you all the places all the walls and the doors that you broke down to get to that place. And in your life, you never felt that. You always felt that you were still getting beaten. And Hashem shows you that these places you got to. So, I don't know. My whole life, I was just stuck in a miserable snake situation. No, but you didn't give up. You didn't give up. Your eyes were always turned. You never give up. And even while you're doing that, you're getting shot at. Hashem is saying, Ben Yakal Yefraim, Yelet Shashum. Ben Yakal Yefraim, Yelet Shashum. You're my Yelet Shashum. You're a Yelet Shashum. Even if you haven't yet been successful, the fact that you're trying and you go there and if you don't have any words to say, you don't have a word to say, you can't get out of your mouth, but you're by coming to the place and setting aside time, that itself is a tremendous gesture. It's a tremendous way of saying to Hashem, please, I'm asking to, Aye Makayim Kuwait. Please come here, help me. It's a tremendous way of reaching out to Hashem as well. And all of that is the sod of Moshe Rabbeinu, not speaking to them, but reaching up in the sky. Reaching up in the sky. It's not because God is found in the sky. Is that Ayim Mekayim Kavod? Ayim Mekayim Kavod? Where is it, Marshall? Where are you? Ayim Mekayim Kavod? So you didn't have any of that in the Seva? Chaval, chaval. Okay. We'll start next week with the next parak. Hope you have that parak. Yud Beis Hashem Meshagi Diburi Tefilah Min Hashemayim. It starts off okay. It's called Yud Aleph over there. Yeah. Okay. Shkach Rabbi.